This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States and Britain launched strikes from the air and sea against Houthi military targets in Yemen in response to the movement's attacks on ships in the Red Sea, Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang reports.
The Iran-backed group has attacked 27 ships in the Red Sea since December. They say it's a show of support for the Palestinians and Hamas. The attacks have disrupted maritime shipping. Some firms now avoid Red Sea routes, stoking up energy and food prices. A U.S.-led task force called Operation Prosperity Garden has been set up to defend shipping lines, and over 20 countries signed up to join it. Thursday strikes took place outside that coalition. President Biden cautioned in a statement late on Thursday he would not hesitate to take further action if needed.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Chang. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said on Friday he believed the strikes by Britain and the U.S. on Houthi military targets in Yemen will degrade the capability of the Iran-backed group to target ships in the Red Sea.
Initial indications are that those strikes have been successful. We'll continue to monitor the situation. But it's clear that this type of behavior can't be met without a response. We need to send a strong signal that this breach of international law is wrong.
During a visit to Ukraine, Sunak told reporters that among the targets were launch sites for missiles and drones. British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak visited Kyiv on Friday to announce an increase in military funding to help Ukraine purchase new military drones, including surveillance, long-range strike, and sea drones. London has been one of Kyiv's closest allies during Russia's invasion. This is VOA News. A rebel alliance in northern Myanmar agreed on Friday to a ceasefire with the ruling military during China-mediated talks, according to the parties involved, after a months-long coordinated offensive that threatened to weaken the junta's grip on power. The military, which overthrew an elected government in 2021, has been battling an alliance of ethnic minority armies fighting to end its control of their region since late October. There's been intense violence along the northern border with China. A two-day global health summit in Pakistan draws health ministers, experts, and stakeholders from around the world. VOA's Kim Lewis reports.
Pakistani Health Minister Dr. Nadeem Jan said the summit's goal is to extend care beyond national borders, particularly to those who do not have access to resources.
So this is an advocacy forum, but we have got an overwhelming response from the world on the success of this initiative that we accomplished.
Representatives from 70 countries, the World Health Organization, and other international organizations attended the summit in Islamabad. Kim Lewis, VOA News.
Japan's military is trying to recruit more female soldiers, Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
On the Japanese Navy ship Osumi, several female faces stand out among a crowd of elite soldiers. As Japan's population shrinks and tension in Asia rises, Japan's military hopes to see more women like them join its ranks, even as recent high-profile abuse scandals may discourage them. As Japan's birth rate plummets and threats from China, Russia, and North Korea increase, the military wants more female recruitment to maintain troop levels. Although the number of Japanese female soldiers has doubled in the past decade, Japan's military remains very much a man's world. Women make up just under 9% of the country's self-defense forces, half the rate of the U.S. military.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Indonesia and Vietnam agreed to cooperate on fisheries on Friday as Indonesian President Joko Widodo met Vietnam's President Vo Van Thieu on Friday. The two countries signed an agreement to cooperate in the fisheries sector. The text of the agreement wasn't made public, but experts said a robust and well-executed agreement could yield major dividends. Vietnam is the second biggest fisher in the region after China. After he met with the Indonesian president, Thieu stressed the need for maintaining stability in the South China Sea. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.